thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to the Ask Elle Show, and this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the show. We have, oh, Lenny's not here today,
Lenny's
tonight.
We miss you, Lenny.
Yeah, we miss you, Lenny, if you're listening, but she'll be back hopefully next week. And so, instead, we brought in a couple of our good friends, my BFF, Jennifer Morgan, and Elle's new friend, my friend now, Don Atterbury. We're actually going to have another guy in here instead of you guys picking on me.
So many girls ganging up. We got Tyler.
I know.
Come on, Tyler.
I mean, here in the station.
And Tyler, then we have Tyler. Tyler's giving.
And then we have Tyler, our producer back there, behind the glass there. Our phone number here, and we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to have you call in and, you know, share your stories or whatever you want to say. Our number, though, is 530-605-4567. What else is there? Oh, if you want to, if you're too afraid to talk on the phone, you can call or text L at this number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any three of us here on Messenger to Ask L, Jennifer Morgan, and myself, Ron Lim. Okay, so, hey, Tyler, are you going to help us out with the sponsorship or no?
Okay. Oh, he's saying...
Hold on one second.
Okay, so,
Our K&S Staffing is our sponsor for actually the
this
whole
is a little awkward.
For the whole year. Well,
we'll roll with it.
We'll roll with it.
We're having a little
I can do it.
Pause here. Oh, no, oh. Here he comes. Tyler's doing our sponsorship.
Oh, well, he's having technical difficulties in there. I don't know if anybody can hear us right now.
Well, listen, our wonderful sponsor is K&S Staffing Solutions. They are amazing, and they are the, what's that slogan? The source for your workforce.
Yeah. And
incredible. And what they do is they do an amazing job. If you go in and you're looking for a job, they're going to match you to the right employee. And if you're an employer looking for an employee, they're going to match the right person for the job.
Yeah,
so it's just a win-win.
They do an interview both with the employer and the employee.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, an employer calls in and says, I need a this and this, they've already got somebody, not only their skills, but their personalities.
Yeah. They do a phenomenal job above board on matching.
Yeah.
So, you know, what it does is it just creates potential for longevity in a job. And their phone number is 530-605-4517.
And they're located in the, on the Chile Lane at the
we are
Central
bad.
Yeah.
We're so used to Lenny and
Tyler.
Yeah,
there we go.
Welcome, Tyler. We already did
it. You guys got it covered.
We covered it, Tyler.
Yeah, we got it. We covered it. So,
yeah, thank you.
What the hell are we talking about
today? Well, the first thing I'm going to talk about is today is your birthday.
Oh, it is.
It is Ron's birthday.
It is my birthday, yes.
Yes, it is. So happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday.
Ron, I got to ask you a question. I got two birthday songs over here. Do you want the epic one or the normal one?
I have to have the epic.
You want the epic one? I don't know if you're ready for this. Let's go.
Here we go. Okay, the epic. I've never heard the epic.
That's pretty epic.
It's your birthday today.
Run!
It's your birthday today.
Jennifer's rocking out too.
Run!
I figured you might.
Happy birthday,
well,
Ron!
Thank you. Wow, that
thank
was,
you for that, Tyler. That nice
was,
little
that was epic.
Surprise. And you know, I just want to announce. I'm going to tell your age because if you go on Ron's Facebook, people are amazed that he's 76 years old and looks 55.
Wow. Thank you. Yep. Very
and
much.
Acts 45.
No, I act like I'm 16 still.
Okay. Yeah. True that.
Yeah.
And the key to all that is
no stress.
No stress.
No stress.
Yeah.
No stress.
Yep. No stress.
And
no
flying,
stress.
Course,
low
flying.
Stress makes you live long.
Yep.
And
well, thank you all
young.
For that.
Yeah.
Happy
birthday, Ron. And we had an incredible time at your party that I have to really credit.
Oh,
Jennifer.
Look at that. Sean.
We
could
have
it
a
be
caller.
My son, Sean. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. We have a
is
caller.
Is my son, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Wow.
Hello.
You're doing
how
this.
You doing?
I exist.
You do exist. Yes, you do. Absolutely, you do. You're my number one and only.
I'm your favorite son.
You are my favorite son. Absolutely.
I think you told me.
You are the best. I did tell you that you're the best. Well, thank you for calling. Did you have something to share, or you just want to say happy birthday?
I was just calling in to share some stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Don't share any of those stories.
We want stories, Sean.
Do not share
stories.
Any of those stories. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
What's your happiest memory with your dad?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Happy.
Well, you know, we used to do a lot of fishing out in the lake.
Wow.
You know,
yes, we did.
I think we used to go real... Yeah, we used to camp out sometimes on the boat.
Yeah,
fish early in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, memories in the cafe with my grandpa, dad, you know.
Hey, son. Jennifer's here.
Hi, Sean.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. Hey.
Hi.
You're camping, buddy.
I'm hosting my dad's birthday party.
Yep. You're welcome. Next year, you got to come.
Yeah.
All right.
Well. I know. Yeah. It's tough getting out from Vegas.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. But I will tell you, my dad's a very gentle person. So I guess the funniest memory I have of him was he wanted to spank me once when I was a child. And wasn't his choice. You guys talk about this relationship stuff a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the one with the firm hand, but it was pretty funny. I think I laughed. I was like 6 years old. I was like, what the heck? This guy doesn't do this. But I don't think he wanted to do it either.
No.
So he went to spank you and you laughed.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good memories.
It makes me laugh most of the time.
Good memory. Yeah.
Well, thank you, son. Love you. And
we'll be coming to see you soon.
We're going to come see you soon. We want to go see the sphere.
Yeah, oh, you know, I don't know.
Huh? What?
Yeah, you're here.
What? Eh?
You're here.
Oh, okay. Now, I was going to say, if you want to sing happy birthday to my dad, I'll while I'm on here. I don't know if you guys sung
it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
Yes, let's
okay.
do it.
Okay, all right, fine.
Wow. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ron. Happy birthday to you.
All right, you guys, don't quit your day jobs, man.
There's a delay. A little bit behind.
There was a little bit of a delay there, but it sounded great, though.
I don't share the affinity for karaoke of my
No, yeah,
father,
he does so not.
Voice isn't as good as
yeah. Well, son, I thank you for calling in.
Well, yeah, thank you, Sean.
We'll see you soon. Okay, love
you.
Welcome.
All right, love you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, wasn't that sweet?
That was awesome.
Yes.
You're having a birthday party on the air, man.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Let's talk about birthday parties.
Where were we?
We are.
Have we even started yet?
I don't think we were anywhere. No. I think we were right
here. Almost ready for a break already. Dang it.
Oh, we are almost ready for a break. Well, tonight.
It's a special day.
We're kind of circling back on some topics we covered early on in our beginning days of the show. And tonight we're covering the topic of love languages.
Love languages.
It's a favorite. It's been around a while. Most people have heard of it. A lot of people know what their love language is. We're going to cover it again because they're always interesting. They never.
They never lose
their relevance, and so
exactly.
Yeah, so we're gonna just initially introduce the five love languages, right? Is it four or five?
It's five.
Apparently we need the review.
five.
And the person that is most notable for introducing us to the love languages, I have to give credit where credit is due, it's Dr. Gary Chapman, who developed the five languages. So you can look them up. You can read all about them on your own if you want to learn more. But the five love languages are gift-giving, quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation, and acts of service. So really his philosophy is that everybody has a primary love language, a secondary love language, that's your backup plan, third, fourth, fifth love language that tells you or makes you feel when somebody else does this type of behavior towards you, it makes you feel special, loved, validated, important, seen, and all those things. So the point of his book is how important it is not only to know our own love language, but to also get to know your partner's love language.
Very
because,
important.
Yeah, that can help with a lot of the communication issues that happen as a result of feeling like you're loving that person in a way that's important to you, but it may not be a way that they receive and understand love. And so I think with that being said, we're going to stop there and go to a break.
Break time already? How the time flew.
When a man loves a woman,
didn't you pick out the song?
Can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
My girl L, one time, one time. Hey yo L, you know you got the lyrics.
Welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is L in the studio with.
This is co-host Ron Lim, and we have with us our friends Jennifer Morgan and Don Atterbury. Tyler back there, producer behind the glass there. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. Call in, share your thoughts with us. Or you can text L if you're shy at this number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook to L, Ask L, Jennifer Morgan, Ron Lim. And Tyler is going to take the place of Lenny tonight in telling us a little bit about our sponsor.
Oh, you mean K&S Staffing Solutions, the source of your workforce, K No Stress Staffing Solutions. Is that what you're talking about?
Company?
That's the one. I think that's the one. And they got a location there on Bocelli Lane in Redding. And they got a couple more locations for those who aren't in Redding, California. Those are listening across the country. They have one in Southern California, Reno, and Indiana and Florida. It's a they'll match you with the exact right employer for the situation if you're applying for a job. And if you are the employer, they will find you the perfect employee for what you're doing. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source for your workforce. Give them a call today or tomorrow morning, probably be better, 605-4517.
Thank you, Tyler.
Well, thank
good
you.
Job
well,
thank on
you.
That.
And thanks to the KNS for their sponsorship.
Sponsoring
we appreciate
us.
It very much.
It's been amazing.
So before the break, we're talking about the love language starting to.
Yeah, our show tonight is about love languages. It's a well-known contribution to relationships by Dr. Gary Chapman. And so we just went over what the five love languages are before the break. And if you are interested in knowing what your love language is, there's a really good site that I use for a lot of when I'm doing research don't let that word scare you, but if you go to the link that I put on my Facebook page, you can take the love language test, and it'll tell you what your love language is. So you and your significant other, it's even good to do with your children. Anybody that's significant in your life, know what their love language is and how they express love to you and want love expressed to them. So we're going to dive into it. I just want to know from you guys, do you know what your love languages are?
I think mine is like this first one here, giving thoughtful gifts.
Okay, gift giving?
Yeah, like I don't, I'll be out shopping or something, even at Ace Hardware, say, and I'll see something that I know the wife needs because, she's mentioned it, but never said, like, go buy it. So, but if I see something, I'll just grab it for her. And I do that not just at
Very
Ace
thoughtful.
Hardware, but
yeah.
everywhere. It's, you know, just thinking about what would make her life a lot easier. You know, so
I do that too, but I think mine is probably physical touch.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
something
of course
about
that.
Someone just, even if they just put their hand on your leg mm-hmm. or just give you a
yeah,
hug,
of course.
It means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine are words of affirmation first and then followed by physical touch. Those are two of my,
yeah,
you know, for me, I might be, you know. I think I need all of them, actually. I think I need every last one of them. And if I was going to pick, see, the thing that always confused me is that the love language that you speak towards other people or the love language that you hear and receive. Because if it's the language I speak, it's quality times and acts of service and words of affirmation is what I do to show love and physical touch to, but in that order. So I've always been kind of confused by if it's the language you're speaking or the language you're hearing.
That's really a good question. Yeah. And Don, you made a good point during the break, is that the language that you express is often what you need. So you give gifts, raw, and you're a good gift giver to your friends.
I think giving help to them.
Yes, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Being so caring for them. And,
acts of service.
That's absolutely me.
So what do you like? What makes you feel loved?
Oh, just, you know, all the things that you just mentioned, touch, words of affirmation, of course. Us guys like that.
Girls, that's true.
Absolutely.
Men do like, and that's a quality
respect.
That's really important to men. Mm-hmm. Appreciation.
Yeah.
And appreciation.
But, yeah, words of affirmation. Yeah. Physical touch, you know, like Jennifer said, you know, just a touch, a simple touch. Just lets you know that, they're thinking of you.
Although I say that, and I just don't want a physical touch from anybody. You know, it has to be like...
Well, yeah.
Strangers
not
are going to
stranger
start coming
the
up
street.
And touching
like, all right.
Touch me, Jennifer.
They call back consent now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we know what you meant.
Yeah.
No,
not
what's
just
your
anybody.
Facebook?
Just anybody.
I just had to make that clear.
Yeah. I think another thing that plays into this is like maybe your family culture and how you grew up, you know. You
That's
learn
a really good point.
You learn, yeah, totally, from your parents.
Family of origin, and then, like, giving acts of service is a way that, you know, at least for myself, that I give love is through service, but that's mm-hmm. not necessarily what mine is.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah.
So it kind of gets a little complex when you think about all the different influences you have on love and getting your needs met.
Yeah.
Communication.
Yeah.
We're all like a rainbow. We're a rainbow of love languages.
I'm thinking of Skittles now. Rainbow. Interesting, because what some of us give is not necessarily what we want to receive. So that's interesting. And I think mine is my primary one is quality time. Love to do things together, quality time together. And I am really torn between the secondary one, and I'm almost thinking that it could be acts of service. Because I absolutely feel so loved when someone sees how full my plate is and someone sees the where I cannot take care of things in my life and then something's done for me. I just feel, I feel so much gratitude and so loved by that. And I hate to say it because it sounds kind of selfish.
No.
I like acts of service.
No,
serve
I love
me.
Acts of service, but, too. I get home from a long day at school, a long day at the office, and I have dinner. Like, not, it doesn't happen every day, but I got dinner on the table, and I got the laundry done you know, mm-hmm. and I don't have to worry about that. That really does show me love. I think that that's mm-hmm. that's a very important thing.
Yeah, if I walk in and the dishes are done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Car is cleaned out or taillights fixed. Things like that, that means a lot to me. So I guess what we should do is kind of get into what the different love languages are. And you guys, please weigh in on them. These are just kind of cliff notes that I made. But we talked about the first one being gift giving. And I think it speaks for itself. If your love language is that you like receiving gifts, I am not big on it. Gifts don't really light me up so much as other things.
Yeah. Right, me too.
Light me up.
Yeah.
But gift giving, if your love language, if you get a gift and that just means so much to you, someone was thoughtful and they brought you a gift. Now, it's not to say that it means nothing, but it's not the primary or secondary, maybe tertiary, you know. Oh, I was thinking of you and brought you this. I'll do that for people, and I love the thought of that, but it's...
Yeah, I think it makes a big difference when I say, I saw this and I thought of you, so I got this for you.
Well, Ron, it's almost like you have to spend the quality time to get the gift, because you have to have remembered what was said, and you know, you have to spend your time getting it, so it's almost kind of like you're doing a little bit of both there.
Yeah,
that's true. Right.
It could be a form of the giver wanting appreciation or words of affirmation. So I'm giving something so I can get something in return.
That's complex, isn't it? It gets tricky.
Really, yeah,
that's
you're right.
True.
I want the validation.
That's a really good idea. That's
here's
really
a gift. I want the validation. Yeah. So the person giving the gift, their love language is...
It's words of affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yeah, yeah. They want you to say... Oh, that's really interesting.
This is like a puzzle.
Yeah. This is complicated.
I love it. I love
it. They say love is complicated, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So it's
complicated
it's,
but simple at the same time.
So gift giving, and like you said, Tyler, which one is it? If you're expressing love through giving gifts, is that your love language or their love language?
Or are you trying to speak the love language of your partner?
Right.
And so you have to be able to, like, say for me, like you said, quality time and acts of service is, like, the most important. But my wife likes gifts, so I have mm-hmm. to learn to speak her love language. I am not a bad gift giver. I just don't think about it. If it's Valentine's Day, it'll be, like, February 10th, and then I'll go get a gift. It's not that I don't love getting her gifts. It's just that it's not all that's on my mind. So it's
well, and there's a lot to that too, because men are single focused.
We are.
So there's a whole other dynamic at play in here. Men are single focused, and so men are focused on whatever it is they're hunting in that moment. If you're at work and you're hunting a project that's got a deadline, and that's what you're focused on, you're not focused on Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Until Valentine's Day.
Well,
and I always
I just reminded myself today because that's exactly why.
Wow, it is.
Charming. Yeah.
If we have, I'm going to go on a tangent here, a little spur, because if we have women listening, it's a very, because men are single focused and often really tune everything out that's not relevant to what they're focused on, and again, this is a quality of a man, not a detriment. This is a quality. It's a really, really nice thing to leave sticky notes for your partner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like on
for Valentine's Day, here's some of the things I'd like to do. He will be so happy to have options that will make you happy.
Yeah, we don't take hints very well.
Yeah, no. Or my when I was married, and it made me so happy, my ex, I just hated it when he would try to buy me something because he just couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
And so I hated being like, oh, thanks, honey.
Yeah.
And I'm not a very good liar. So we came to an agreement that was wonderful. And he just handed me a wad of cash.
Oh, wow.
Here, babe.
You know, cash.
And I'm like, thank
works.
You. I can get what I want.
Yeah, you know,
I loved it.
I found that you have to be really careful. Like, I've had some relationships, obviously, that didn't work out. But they like to give gifts. And when they're just continuously giving you gifts, you know, that could be a red flag. Because I've had guys give me gifts and give me gifts.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm, like, really, you know, thankful, and this is so awesome. But what happens is, you know, at the end of the day, they're like, well, I did this for you. And I gave you this.
Transactional
that, and
love.
You didn't give me, you know, what
you've
done
that,
for
Tyler.
Me. I've had that happen to me. So, That's something to look out for. It is something just to look out for. Giving you a gift because they love you, or is it something else? You wonder if it's just love bombing you.
Yeah. That whole thing love you bombing. Brought up. You brought up narcissism, and the narcissist will pay very careful attention to the subtleties of who you are, and then manipulate that, and then love bomb you. Just shower you with gifts that are pertinent to you, which feels so real, can feel so real, and then it's not.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of narcissists, we need to go back and visit that.
We do need to go back and visit that.
That was a very, very interesting topic.
We're going to get to that in our redoing topic. So we're going to take a break right now, and then we come back.
Okay, be right back.
Where we left off.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the show. We have a couple of friends with us, Jennifer Morgan and Dawn Atterbury, our guests. Lenny won't be here tonight, but she will be back next week.
Miss you, Lenny.
Miss you if you're listening. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Give us a call and share your thoughts with us. And if you don't want to talk on the phone, you can text Elle at her phone.
707-499-8999.
Thank you, Tyler. I think, Tyler, you're going to tell us about our sponsor, K&S.
I absolutely am going to tell you about K&S Staffing Solutions. You guys cannot keep me from telling everybody about K&S Staffing Solutions. Anyway, there's no stress there. They are your source for your workforce. They have offices in Northern California, Sherman Oaks in Southern California. They have one on Bocelli Lane in Redding. They got one in Reno, in the Northwest, in Indiana, and in Florida. They will match the employer with the right employee and vice versa. And if you need anything from them, give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-605-4517. That's K&S Staffing Solutions, your source for your workforce.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. And thank you to K&S Solutions for sponsoring us. Okay, so before the break, we were just talking about...
We were focusing on gift-giving as the primary love language, and that really led to a really interesting conversation. And dive deep into some rabbit holes there. Again, I just want to remind those who have just tuned in, tonight's Ron's birthday.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you.
And we're going to dive into the next one, which is quality time. And this one is, I think this one's mine, but I want to explain. I absolutely love spending time together, going for drives, going for hot, just time together. But part of my quality time is communication. So quality time, yeah. Communication ends up equaling quality time, having meaningful, good, meaty conversations. That makes me feel like we've connected and our time together is just meaningful. So, and that and laughter. I don't know why. Laughter.
Oh, yeah.
Plays into laughter. That quality time. But quality time is a big deal to me. Just go, let's go do something. Let's go for a drive. Let's go this. Let's go. Go play. Let's go play. Yeah.
And that really is a good love language because everyone is so busy these days and there's so much going on all the time. And sometimes it's really hard for people to break away and just to devote that specific time to somebody. You know,
what
it's
about breaking away from the phone.
Yeah, breaking away. That's a big one.
I feel called out.
Yeah, it's hard to do these days. To not like to sit at
I feel attacked.
No, are you married to your phone?
It's horrible. Since we started the New Life Discovery Project, that's not horrible. I love that. I love what's going on over there. But, you know, as we're growing and as we're trying to establish support over there, we're it. I mean, Tim and Brent and I started that together, and so I have to take the calls. It's like we gave birth to a baby, and now I'm up with it all night long. So I am, you know,
that's a good analogy.
I am attached to my phone a lot until we can get it to the next stage, which we are. We're growing. We're
about
doing
the work of like 10 people. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm putting in 14, 15-hour days a lot of times, sometimes more than that. I mean, sometimes 20-hour days. I was up till midnight night before last night, you know, with the emergencies that happen, and I'm happy to do it. But it can be annoying to those who are trying to spend quality time with me.
Well, I've seen couples in restaurants having dinner, and they're both on their phones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
And
I can be guilty of that. Like I said, if it's not for the...
Yeah.
But now, after so many months of having to be tied to my phone for emergencies, it's almost like a Pavlovian response. Like I feel like something's wrong if my phone's not lighting. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, it's too quiet. What's going on? So that'll be course corrected over time. But the quality time, yeah, you're right. The phone can be such a distraction to the quality time together.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Anybody else on quality time?
Oh, yeah. No, I think that every child, you're talking about children, I think that every single child's love language is quality time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that there's a single child, and words of affirmation, too.
So true. Yeah.
For children, I think that we develop the need for touch. Well, we need the touch, but with the gifts and the acts of service, I don't think a kid has any idea about an act of service. Otherwise, they'd pick up their clothes if they did. Right. So I think
they'd make their own bottle.
I think that exactly. I think that we start out with quality time and words of affirmation being our love languages, and then we develop the rest of them as we get older.
That is a very good
point. It's a good point. Absolutely. And I noticed that with my grandson, who is now 9 months old. And so when I get the privilege of babysitting him, I just get down on the floor with him. The whole time babysitting, I'm down on, he just smiles and lights up and loves when you're down at his level. I crawl on the playpen with him. Oh, let's get in the playpen and play with your blocks or whatever's in there together with him. That, and when I tell him, good job, he lights up. So I'm like, does he have the love language of quality time and words of affirmation?
Yeah.
I think for quality time to be successful, though, you have to be good at, like, dropping everything else and just being completely present.
Yeah, you're right. That is true.
Completely present. And it's hard for some people.
Yeah. Yeah. Raising your hand over there, Elle?
Yes. Yeah, you'd have to.
Like I said, I feel called out.
No.
I feel attacked.
Hey, you have to, you know, you got a business, you got to take care of business.
I'm just teasing.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, it's tough when you have a lot of responsibility to just set your phone down and just, you know,
it's
focus
easy.
On one person. It's really hard.
It's easy to pretend to have quality time. But if your focus is somewhere else, and I'm guilty of this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I'm thinking about something else or something else is bugging me, but yet I know I need to be present. it's hard to weigh that out and really show up.
Getting involved in physical activities like bowling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That require you to pay attention and be engaged and involved. Or
well, there are some people who have attention issues, right? And so
yeah.
they can they yeah or and they actually can still listen and focus and hear and respond when they're doing something else as well.
It's almost it's helpful.
Yeah, it is for some people.
Yeah.
I was reading something in my I have a psychology class I'm taking, and it said that there was this lawnmower. They were trying to see how men communicated to each other and women communicated to each other.
Yeah.
Women would sit down across from each other, look face-to-face, and communicate. Men communicate better when they're side-by-side.
Shoulder-to-shoulder.
Shoulder-to-shoulder. And so the quality time that they spent over the lawnmower, they used the lawnmower to see how they talk, and they didn't have a lawnmower in the control group, and they would just kind of avoid eye contact, but when the lawnmower was there and they had something to fix, the men started opening up to one another because they were tackling a goal together.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Love that. So they're focused on the lawnmower and then they're like, man.
Yeah, man, you know, this is messed up. My kid won't listen, blah, 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 whatever it is. And then they start to open up.
Yeah, that's
so
that's
we
a cool
need
experiment.
To make therapy. What we need to do is make a golf course for therapy so
absolutely.
That you can have therapy with, so men can have therapy, shoulder to shoulder out hitting balls.
Well, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
Or chopping wood.
Yep.
wood. We're going to call it wood pile therapy. Okay, moving on to the next one. I mean, we got plenty of time. If we end early, we'll just go on to some kind of other interesting topic. But physical touch is the next love language on our list. And, I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. But physical touch... Like, Ron, I think that's your love language, physical touch. The reason why I think that is whenever you're talking to any of us, it doesn't matter who it is, whenever you always reach out and, like, pat the elbow or pat the hand or pat,
true,
you know, you're touching. You're always
that.
And it always startles me.
Well, I don't think.
At
really
least it doesn't scare you.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not
startles me.
You.
No, you're not doing that. You're not.
Well, thank you.
You're not being inappropriate.
No,
you're just always like.
I don't think
with
about it.
You do it with everybody.
It's
I mean, not I'm not special.
It's
so.
Not a conscious thing.
See, yeah. For me, if I'm with somebody watching a movie, right, and so obviously you're not talking, but you're sitting next to each other on the couch or whatever, and they reach over and they put their hand on.
Yeah,
or
nice.
They put their arm around you, or just even like, you know, touch you. Like, to me, that says a lot, even though you're not speaking, it's like you're still speaking and connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Cuddling. Cuddling.
Connected.
Too.
There's connection there.
Yeah.
Physical connection.
Yeah, I was driving down the road, you know, freeway, and I was focused on driving, and my friend reached over and just kind of, you know, touched my arm for a second, and I thought, oh. That's nice.
See, does something to your soul, huh?
It does.
Yeah. Just,
you know, and I'm going to go off topic again.
Okay. No.
Well, not you.
Made
not
me
you?
Think of something. I don't know that this really is about love language, but I'm so
okay,
off
let's
topic.
Hear it.
But I share with couples, if I'm sharing with couples, that if a woman's upset, and if as a man, if you reach over and just touch her leg, it grounds her. So that touch can't, and I mean, unless she hates you in the moment, I would be careful about choosing the moment to do that. But if she's upset.
I was going to say, that could be dangerous.
Yeah, it could be dangerous. But I'm talking about if she's upset and you just reach over
and touch
her leg and just touch her leg, it's grounding. I don't know what it is about that, but I read that. I didn't come up with that. I read that. And most of the people I talk to, like you're affirming it right now, Jennifer, that's very grounding for a woman. Okay, that
or
was off topic.
Holding hands.
Pay attention, guys.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was on topic.
Yeah, I think
it
was totally on topic.
You were discussing how physical touch, especially for women, is important. And I think that for men, it's less important for us to be touched.
Yeah.
Like, depends on the man.
I don't
so, like,
know.
It depends
like
on the man.
No, I mean, like, in terms of, like, not that kind, but, like, in general, like, you know, my brother comes over. Sometimes we'll give each other a hug or whatever, but not every time we see each other. Every time my wife sees her sister, they're hugging and they're you know, they're sharing.
Right, I see what you're saying.
You know,
the
and,
way that men express it to each other.
And, yeah, and even to a woman, different. You know. It's just different for everybody.
Well, I agree. Women, we have no problems locking arms, walking down the road. My sister and I will do that. We'll lock arms, walk down the road, put my head on her shoulder, hug, whatever. You know, we're just very touchy, affectionate, sometimes, not always. But.
In general, I think sometimes, too, though, that, like, our family dynamics that we grew up with.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, and cultures.
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
different in different cultures.
Yep.
The Chinese cultures.
What is the Chinese culture? Tell us.
Oh, well, there's, we in our family, we, my parents didn't hug us or touch us much at all. They just were, you know, caring, taking care of us, never yelled at us. You know, we all just grew up. So that's why I'm so calm, just like my dad. He's just super calm. You'd think he was sleeping all the time. He was so calm.
Wow.
And so I think just the energy, mm-hmm. right? The
yeah.
energy that we get from them.
So even without all the physical touch, it's almost as though you got that same affirming
mm-hmm.
just by care just by the way they doted yeah. over you or the way that they handled you in terms of being calm with you yeah. and accepting.
And I think there's, you know, many different cultures.
I have a question for you.
For me?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you are the one son of yeah. four children.
Right.
And the three girls. So, mm-hmm. were you treated different?
Oh, yeah. In the Chinese culture, we are king. The boy, you know, carrying the name. And then my son, the only grandson out of five girls with, you know, five grandchildren.
They were all girls.
They were all girls, except for my son. So, I'm the only boy, and yeah. he's the only grandson. So, it was a pretty big deal in our culture. Yes, very big.
So how, I mean, how would your sisters say that their upbringing was compared to how your upbringing was? Would they say that they felt that same sense of love and doting? And are they as stress-free
well,
as you?
No. But my parents, actually, even though I was the king,
yeah.
they still kind of treated everybody the same.
Okay.
They didn't show it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the girls just knew
They just
it.
Knew they weren't as special.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, the grandchildren of the girl, I mean, yeah. the children of the girl, they call their grandparents by a different Chinese name. It's grandma and grandpa, but it's in a different name. And then if my son calls them you know, grandma and grandpa, it's a different way of saying it. So you can tell.
Just by the words.
You can just tell by how the kids call their grandparents if they're the favored.
Interesting.
That is so interesting.
Daughters.
Okay, we're going to take a break with that. Thank you, Ron, for sharing that.
Sure.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Baby, here I am, time to live it on your
Good evening and welcome to the Abigail Show. This is Elle.
And I am Ron Lim, co-host to the show. We have with us tonight some friends, Jennifer Morgan, Don Atterbury, welcome. And we have Tyler, our producer, behind this glass over there. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Give us a call and share your thoughts with us. The if you don't want to talk on the phone, you can text L at this number.
707-499-8999.
499-8999. Thank you. And then, since Lenny's not here, I think, Tyler, you're going to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. I think 9 is the most fun number that I've said in a long time. Anyway, that's off the subject. K&S Staffing Solution is the source of your workforce. We have an office here in Reading on Bocelli Lane. They have offices in Southern California, Reno, Indiana, and in Florida. And they are the premier staffing solutions company in Shasta County. If you need to get a job, well, show up there tomorrow morning, and they'll take care of you. They'll find the right employer for your skill set, and they'll do vice versa for the employer trying to find employees. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce. Give them a call, 530-605-4517. And thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. And
yeah, thank you to K&S Staffing Solutions.
They're great.
Okay, so we're talking about love languages tonight.
We are talking about love languages tonight. And again, happy birthday, Ron.
Oh, thank you.
For those tuning already in and picking back up on our show, tonight's birthday special friend. So we went through the love languages, the five love languages. We've gotten through gift giving. We've gotten through quality time and talked a lot about physical touch, which is interesting because it's not just being, you know, intimate. Right. Physical in an intimate way, but the intimacy of touch, just for the sake of connection. And it was really interesting to hear about your family and learn a little bit about your culture. And what is also interesting to me is that you didn't come from a family that was a touchy family, but you are a touchy person.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
talking to you, tap you on the shoulder, that kind of thing.
Thanks for clarifying
that. Did anybody misinterpret what I meant?
Like I said, it was just for the energy.
Yeah.
You know, no yelling and screaming and fighting and arguing, which
that's so important.
A lot of families.
You don't have the childhood trauma.
No, I don't have any.
He has none. He's like so even keeled.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any correlation between no stress and lack of childhood trauma.
I guarantee it.
That's a whole other show, but, you know, children, they start developing their brain waves when they're young. And so when you don't have stress as a child, then your brain waves and brain patterns start to grow, you know, naturally to a positive way. And so when you have
chaos.
Chaos or something that goes on.
Trauma, chaos.
Yeah, your brain doesn't respond in a negative way. It just deals with it, which is... These days, it's not very common for a person to not have to go through childhood trauma. So you're very fortunate.
Very fortunate.
And it shows. And it's just like, you know, if we did some scientific study, I mean, you could be a part of a scientific study that shows lack of stress as a child.
All of his siblings would have to be in that study. I want to know what their stress level was like being girls as opposed to being the favored boy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I kind of think it was the same for them too, when I think back. But I'm told that's why I don't have any wrinkles. 99% of everyone's problems is from stress.
Plus, stress, those stress hormones, the corticosteroids.
Yeah, everything's cool.
A child is under distress repeatedly or for prolonged periods of time. Those hormones dumping into the brain.
Yeah.
Structurally change the architecture of the brain.
Yes.
The hippocampus shrinks. And those hormones start to dump at toxic levels and then just do damage on the whole nervous system.
Yeah.
And unless you do some healing from those childhood wounds, you wind up carrying those right into adulthood, recreating that.
Same kind of relationships.
So it never goes away.
I agree. I mean, I agree just from what I've read. And my own experiences. There's a book, you just made me think of a book that is really good called The Body Keeps Score. Mm-hmm. And that talks about how trauma and stress, stay in your body and remembers. There's a remembrance mm-hmm. in your body over those.
Oh, yeah.
But we digress. Let's get back into the five love languages. I love this topic. It's taking us all over the place. Very interesting tonight.
I like
conversation.
It.
Thank you guys for coming in and weighing in.
Absolutely.
By the way, Jennifer has her degree. What would you call it, Jennifer? Your certification. She's a drug and alcohol counselor.
Yeah, and I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Justice Administration, but I do have the drug and alcohol certification.
Yeah, so she knows a lot. She knows a lot of stuff, and Dawn as well. You bring a lot of education and knowledge and life experience to this conversation and to the table. So we're talking about, we have guests in the studio tonight that know something about something.
Yeah, so. It's always nice.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And speaking of words of affirmation, thank you for those words of affirmation.
Absolutely.
I love to give words of affirmation to people. And it's always deserving. It's not just sugary for the sake of sugaring. But I really love acknowledging people's strengths and what's good about them.
You do that.
So. Well, Lenny is very good at that.
But I don't necessarily want words of affirmation. I don't necessarily like it. It's not, I give it, I love to give it, I mm-hmm. love to build people up, but it's not necessarily my number one or number two love language, interestingly enough.
That's probably because you have self-esteem and you want other people.
I was just going to say, I probably think too much of myself.
No, that is not what I said.
No, that's a good point. People who have a lot of insecurities in themselves do need more words of affirmation. They need to constantly be told they're doing well, you know, they look good, they're being successful, whatever. I mean, that can be a sign of huge insecurity in somebody.
Yeah, it can be a sign, but it can be a natural need, too.
It is a natural need, especially
for men.
Yeah, men, and Anna, and I'm going to go on a tangent here again. We may not get through all five, but it is still a good show, is that men need affirmation, appreciation, and admiration, appreciation, and respect.
Yeah,
those are three things that are very, very important to men. For women, it's connection.
Yeah,
and I know historically, men, you know, went to work, came home, were the breadwinner. They didn't get a lot of appreciation, you know, and they're performing all these acts of service for their family, but there's no, you know, reciprocity there.
Right.
So, another
way to look at it is that when the men were out doing that, the women were at home raising the children, cooking the dinner, doing the laundry. Yeah. And it goes, historically women have had that role. And so the men have the role of being the breadwinners, but the women have the role of the home, which is also a very, very tough job.
I totally agree. It's tougher
than us going to work.
So
that's for sure.
That just shows how men and women think differently. Like the comment about how, you know, that's unappreciated. So I think that this is also ties into words of affirmation as a couple or as a person to realize, hey, this is this person's job. You know, this is this person's job. And just remember
the bids
to thank
for
each
connection.
Other.
I recently ran across some information, a study. I wish I could repeat it. That is what determines the success of a couple is how they acknowledge each other's bids for connection.
Yeah.
So if one person's coming home, man, I'm so tired, and that person's like, oh, you think you're tired? Well, I had five kids all day. Then the bid for connection is lost, and so is our time. It's almost lost.
Almost, but I wanted to say that trying to help that person with their chores, like coming home and you're tired,
but dump
the garbage for them. Maybe once in a while, wash the dishes.
Dinner.
I do those. Yeah.
That makes me feel loved. That kind of stuff makes me feel so loved. So I think,
I did that too.
Acts of service. Okay, so words of affirmation. The last one is acts of service, and that speaks for itself when somebody's love language is just doing nice things for them. Now, in my case, it's those things that are helpful. When I come home and my daughter if I come home and my daughter's taking extra effort to do something for me, I feel so loved. It means so much to me.
Like bringing you coffee or
Yes, my last boyfriend brought me coffee in bed every morning, and it was just like the most wonderful
First Starbucks thing. At
yeah.
work, if you're going by.
Something that you know that's important to you, that is meaningful.
Yeah.
Because that could also be a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That could be both, an act of service and a gift. Like, I drink coffee, so you're getting me a coffee. Oh, that's a very nice thing to
Being
do.
Being thoughtful, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to
That concludes our show, I
wrap
think.
It up.
I think we did an okay job covering the five love languages.
I think we did an excellent job.
Excellent job. And,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you for
being
here. And we'll see you next
and
week.
And happy birthday, Ron.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ron.
Oh, we're all going to Monroe's tonight, so everybody come there for karaoke.
All right.
Hey. Oh, nice. All right.
Awesome.